I am paused at your front step with my finger outstretched toward the doorbell. I'm trying to work up the nerve to ring it. It's been a while since we've seen one another, and I'm worried about your well-being. But I'm not sure you'd want any company right now. Ugh, just ring the damn bell. You come to the door looking disheveled, messy hair, a few weeks' worth of stubble, and wearing sweats that have clearly been lived in. I instantly feel pity for you, but I try to hide it as I hold up a casserole. Are you hungry? I made your favorite. You don't say anything as you walk away, leaving the front door open. I let myself in and make my way to your kitchen. I see the various food items people have brought you, and I immediately feel sheepish. Clearly, food is not a comfort you care for at the moment. I look over, and you're sitting in a recliner with a glass of brown liquid in your hand. The room is dark, making your silhouette foreboding. I'm having trouble hiding the concern on my face. I can't stand seeing you in so much pain. How are you? You look at me blankly and take a swig from your glass. You swallow hard before breaking eye contact with me. I think I'll help you clean up a bit. You tip your glass to me, and I make my way around your house, gathering garbage and sorting clothes to do a wash. I run your dishwasher and put away the food people have left for you. Lastly, I take your recycling outside. It makes me sad to see so many empty bottles. I return to the living room and kneel in front of you, folding my hands into my lap. I'm careful not to touch you at all. If I ran you a bath, would you wash in it? You give me another blank stare. I'll just get that started for you, and you can decide if you want to get in. I go to the bathroom and scrub the tub out before filling it with warm water and body soap. Steam dances around the bubbles as the water swirls about the tub. You startle me as you come into the bathroom. I step out and return once I hear you enter the water. I take a washcloth and start gently scrubbing your back. I know this is hard. I miss her too. But she wouldn't want to see you living like this. I move the wedding band around your finger to get some soapy water underneath it. Your eyes tear as you watch me shift the metal around. I quickly let it go. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make you upset. Tears start to roll down your face and I hold you, not caring that my clothes are getting wet. Shh. It's all right. I've got you. You press your forehead to mine as you calm down. Let's get you dressed, okay? I wrap you in a bathrobe and lead you by the hand to your bedroom. I sit you at the edge of the bed and start toweling off your legs. As my hands move upwards, you grab my wrist. I look up at you and my face starts to flush. Sorry. I'm just trying to help. I really care about you. I stand up and you pull my wrist towards you, your other arm wrapping around my waist. You embrace me as you press your nose into my chest and breathe in my perfume. I stroke your hair with my fingertips and try to decipher what it is you want from me. I've got you, I reiterate. My skin heats up as I feel your lips gently press into the top of my breast. My cheeks bloom a warm rosy color as you look up to meet my eyeline. You smile warmly at me, as if silently trying to thank me for my kindness. I lose my composure and press my lips against yours. I just can't help myself. To my surprise, you kiss me back hard, full of desire. I part my lips to allow your tongue passage. You cut my ass with strong hands and pull me onto your lap. I'm breathless as I feel your cock stiffen underneath me. I push you onto the bed and break our kiss. I have to confess. I've always had feelings for you. But we just never got the timing right. You're in a very vulnerable place right now. Are you sure this is what you want? You twist your hip and roll me flat onto the bed. You settle your body between my legs as your mouth crashes into mine. My lips ache from the passion of your kiss, but it's better than I could have dreamed. Your mouth leaves a line of kisses down my jaw to my neck and settles on the top of my breast as you pull the snaps of my blouse apart. You suck my flesh into your mouth as you undo the front clasp of my bra. My eyes roll back as I feel your mouth find its way to my nipple, sucking and nipping it while your hand kneads the other. I grip the sheets as you continue your line of kisses down my stomach, pausing at my belly button to undo my jean cutoffs. You pull off my shorts and panties in one swift movement and finish your line of kisses, ending on the inside of my thigh. My breath catches as I feel the warmth from your mouth against my cunt. You gently separate my folds, exposing my clit. Your tongue licks me ever so gently, and a shiver courses through my body. You lick my clit again, with a bit more pressure, and I start to mew as you find a rhythm. My hands stroke your hair as you flick your tongue over my sensitive bud. My back arches as I buck into your face, just desperate for more stimulation. I feel your fingers slide into my pussy and it nearly undoes me. I bite my lip as my body takes in every sensation from your finger and mouth, my pussy just aching to come. My wetness completely coats your hand. You slide a second finger inside me and start pumping faster, your tongue working my clit over as I lose myself in the pressure. Your free hand grips my thigh to keep me still as I unravel. Ah, oh, fuck. Ah. 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 Ah, fuck. Ah. I calm down as you sit up to remove your bathrobe. You aren't done with me yet. Your manhood springs free from the cloth, hard and at attention. You take it in the hand that was just pleasuring me and use my juices to lubricate yourself before settling between my legs once again. I feel you press against my slit, and I'm already needy. You tease my clit with the head of your cock before you finally sink into my hole. Ugh. Ugh, fuck. You don't waste any time engulfing yourself inside me. You pull back and thrust hard into my pussy. You grip my thigh as you keep pumping yourself deep inside me. You're so rough and urgent. But your cock feels so good. Fuck. I wrap my legs around your waist to get your cock deeper inside me. I'm getting close. My pussy aching to come just like before. I drag my nails across your back and you sink your teeth into my neck with a growl. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Oh. You grab my wrists and pin me to the bed as you fuck me harder and faster, your mouth on mine biting my swollen lip. I can feel your cock twitch inside me as you climb closer and closer to release. I can't take it anymore. My pussy squeezes around your cock, milking you for every drop of cum that you have as we orgasm together. Yes. Oh, fuck. You release my wrists and collapse on top of me. I cradle you between my legs to keep you inside of me until we finish catching our breath. You lay your head on my chest and I stroke your hair. Are you okay? You nod with a relaxed expression, though a bit unsure. We don't have to delve deep into what just happened. I want to be here for you, help you heal however I can. We can just leave it at that for now. You seem relieved. Let's get cleaned up again, and maybe have something to eat? Surely you're hungry now. I smile as you chuckle for the first time in weeks. I'll go warm up my casserole.